Hey, hope you all are having a lovely Saturday evening, but I swear to you, it's going to get a little better. This is the first time Sportskeeda is going live with Manchester United, and this is brought to you by DHL. This screening is exclusively brought to you courtesy DHL Express India Limited. I have with me two former Manchester United players, Bojan and Dwight. They obviously need no introduction. Dwight had a number of successful years with United, winning a number of titles under Sir Alex. Whereas Bojan was a breakout star and played football all around the world, including right here in India. So a number of fans have tuned in Sportskeeda. I'll say hello to them. All of you can send in your comments, ask your questions, and I'm going to relay your questions to the two of them. So let's get started. So you guys, is this Dwight your first time in India?
No, I've been to India quite a bit. Actually.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, I've become more of an Indian than anything of like. I really love the country. I love the passion that you guys show. Yeah, I know you're a cricketing fan, a cricket nation, so to speak. But the football seems to have grown here, and certainly with the Indian Super League seems to be making some headways. And every time I visit your country, it's nothing but praise. The food, the culture. Just everything.
Beeping of the horns.
Yeah, the beeping of the horns. Everything is happening. It's, India is happening, man.
Yeah, you guys must be glad they're here with us today because they had to go through a lot to be here. They've had a long day. I mean, I've had a long day and I don't know why I'm complaining. There is traffic on the road outside in Calcutta.
What is not traffic in India? It's always traffic.
But Calcutta might be a little worse. I might get a little hate from the Calcutta people out there, but it's
true.
It's
everywhere the same. Traffic, we like traffic.
Everywhere is the same. Bojan, you say hi to, you've been in India, Chennai. So how's your experience? You traveled all over India.
I'm not just saying that. I think people that met me down when I lived in Chennai know that I actually showed a lot of respect for the place. I enjoy the people, and when you come open-minded and you want to learn your tradition, you want to listen to your culture, you get accepted. And then they actually overlook sometimes if you have a bad game because you always play football passionately. And that's what I try to prove people, that as an experienced player coming here, I came here to teach the Indian players how to be with the discipline, coming in time and learning them, trying to teach them something they would actually benefit from later on in their career. So I was not one of them that packed my pockets with dollars and just left. I tried to actually leave a trail, and I hope I did so in Dhanachan.
So there are a number of people alive, and one person says he's from Calcutta, probably giving us a lot of hate, but sorry man, we're glad that we're in your city. So we're just going to field a number of questions. There are obviously going to be a few Manchester United based questions. I know you guys are slightly tired, but we've got to discuss United season a bit, and then we're going to have a fun rapid fire, and then towards the end I'm going to test how well you guys know yourself, if that's okay. So Dwight, first question.
I don't know myself. I'm trying to learn. Your kid's gone 34 years. I'm still trying to figure out your mind.
Dwight, first question is for you. So I heard you mentioning to the media person who's right here, you used the words knock them off the perch. That's rather interesting because it was one of Sir Alex's most famous quotes. So when you joined United, was there a particular team that you thought is, these are the guys we have to knock off the perch, or they were the most fierce opponents at that stage?
Well, there was two when I joined United. I mean, when I walked through the dressing room, I know that I wasn't just representing a fantastic club. I was playing for the greatest manager, in my opinion, alongside some of the best players that ever to play in the Premier League. And that was an honor in itself. And I know that also representing Man United, what it means, not just to us as players, but to the fans around the world globally, and you know, the history behind the football club. So, but yeah, back in the days, I think Arsenal and certainly Liverpool had come into the equation a lot more than what it is now, even though, you know, those are the two teams I felt that that was the team that was capable of really hurting us the most. So we had to take care of the business when it comes to certainly Arsenal and Liverpool. So
normally in these videos, we do a lot of banter with the fans out there. So let's be honest, Arsenal fourth place, you guys stay happy with fourth place. Well, these guys aren't going to say that, certainly I will. So
listen, I think we'll be happy being fourth place this season.
This season, that's true. I mean, I'm still hopeful for the title. But Bojan, so tell me, how was it being a youth player at United? Did you feel more pressure as it was a few years after the class of 92 came into fame and everything? And who was your role model at that stage growing up?
My role model growing up was a player called Dragan Stojković, number 10 in Red Star Belgrade. One of the greatest players down in former Yugoslavia with a massive talent, but he never got nothing out of that. He played for Red Star, he won titles, but when Red Star won the now called Champions League in 91, he had just left the previous season to go to Marseille and he moved to Japan. So he was massively talented and somebody I want to be like. He was not making people, seeing passes like nobody else. He was a proper classic number 10. He was like a Diego Maradona from Yugoslavia, in a way. He was a fantastic, fantastic player. But being a young player, being around players like Dwight York, Andy Cole, Beckham, Giggs, Scholes, Keane, even Seba Barón, people with massive talent, you can only learn.
Yeah.
And you come to United Academy to learn certain stuff, not just to be a good footballer, but also to be part of a winning mentality, winning culture, and to be a leader, to be a winner. So it doesn't matter where you go. If you go to India, Hungary, Serbia, Sweden, you try to win things because you brought up with that mentality.
Well, that's just beautiful, though. Dwight, the question...
Was it beautiful?
It was. It touched my heart.
You're from Chennai, so...
I'm from Chennai. Everything, yeah. We discussed Chennai before this, so all of you from Chennai, Boyan said he enjoyed his time in Chennai, so that's great.
I loved it. Enjoyed. It's a...
Understatement. He loved the time in Chennai. Great to hear that. question from Anirudh Menon for Dwight. He's a big United fan, he mentions. And he's poking a little bit fun at Spurs, United's opponents for tomorrow. Saying, considering we are playing them tomorrow, what was your most memorable win? And he says, come on, lads. It's Tottenham. So, come on, lads.
It is only Tottenham. Back in the days, it was only Tottenham for us because there's only one result when we played against Tottenham, and that was a United win for sure. We have a fantastic record against them. I still don't think that will change tomorrow. I feel United are not far off from really it in top gear. I feel that people will say they're unlucky, but I felt that they're not closing the games off that they should be doing. Too many draws, not enough win. I think tomorrow, if the manager plays the right team, the right formation, I think we got too much for Tottenham, despite the good season Tottenham again.
Too much for Tottenham, and the problem is both teams seem to be drawing a number of games. I hope that changes. Hope that changes in United's favour, obviously. Moving on, Boyan, you once came on United replacing Ryan Giggs, a testimonial game. So can you tell us what the feeling was like, even though you were very young at that stage, just getting the chance to replace Ryan Giggs?
It was a massive moment. Honestly, it was like a dream. I've spoken numerous times before when we're speaking to people in India, we had interviews and all that. It's like people usually dream, you know, when you go to sleep, you dream and you see yourself scoring a winner or coming on at Old Trafford, Ryan Giggs. But then you wake up and you're like, this is just a dream, and you're angry all day. But this was actually happened. You're standing there and you see one of the greatest left wingers of all time coming towards you. And just that chance, the minutes to play with them players is something I will always cherish. Yes, it happened in the past, but he also made me, he also helped me. And I'll be happy telling my grandkids that their grandfather actually played for Manchester United one day.
I think while he says that people go to sleep with these dreams, I think all of us who are watching this video and everyone...
You also had a dream and then you wake up, you're like, oh, I'm not with that girl.
He read my mind there. But yeah, even I have these dreams of scoring for Manchester. But people like Dwight and Boyan did, and it's incredible that they did. So kudos to them. Moving on to another question for Dwight. So you won the treble with United, and not many people mentioned, but you actually had a terrific season yourself in 98-99.
And 2000, don't forget. I think top scorer 2000, you okay? Am I right? Is it 2000?
Yeah, something it's a little modest. Yeah, top scorer. But can you tell...
It's all in the record books. It's not for me to brag about what I do. It's all there. And it, as I said, you know, it was my first year when I went to United. I expected to win some sort of trophy in my period of time that I was going to be there for, but never thought... I don't think anyone would have thought that we was going to go on to win the three trophies that, like we did. It was just the most amazing thing ever. And you talk about, you know, setting your goals out. You talk about your lifelong dreams as a young kid growing up and stuff. But to think that you was going to win the treble like we did in 1998, 1999, it was just amazing. And for me, from a personal point of view, obviously to finish top scorer and to contribute my little bit to the team.
A little bit.
Yeah, it was amazing team effort. It really was. We scored a lot of goals, me and Coley, and don't forget Teddy and Ollie. We had a complete team in every position. We had fantastic players. And it was pretty easy to play football really back then because we had so much good players in our team, great players, that football become just, you know, more of a hobby for us in the park. And that's what it felt like, because every team that we were playing against, we just felt that we had too much for them. But, it was a great experience, something that is the most historical moment in the club history, to be part of that historical moment, to play such a small part in it, it's just sensational, and now I can look back with so much joy and pleasure to say I've been part of such a historical moment.
And as a Manchester United fan myself, I must thank you guys for that season. Because growing up, you didn't have too many fans of other clubs. United was the one big club, but over the last few years, they've been fans of Chelsea, of City, of Arsenal, of Liverpool. But they can't get anything over this. When they start talking about whatever they've achieved, we just go treble and there's not much. So that was a fantastic season and will always be one of the greatest seasons in football history.
Want to swap chairs? I can ask you the questions as well and then you can answer. Huh? If you have any questions, just send them in. He wants to answer.
No. moving on. Now he's going to be a little bit hassled, but I'm going to stay focused here. So can you tell me about your experience in the ISL and your take on the Indian players, the future ahead of them? And
I hope that the future is better than it is. I think you have to go back to the roots, to the youth players, youth teams. You have to invest in coaches so they can learn these raw talented players you have to become first team senior players. But what you get in our team week in was talented players, but tactical awareness was zero. You have to scream, you have to shout, you have to show certain things, and they didn't learn that in the ages between 10 and 17, 18. Then it's a lot of work later on. You can see that with the Indian national team, the results are not great. It's 1.2 billion people here. And I'm always wondering, of course you'll be able to find 16 players for a squad if you actually want to put the money where the mouth is. You cannot just go to the ISL and bring experienced players. They don't actually care about the league and the Indian players. You have to bring people with heart, with passion, even if they've done and had a great career, even if the dollars are quite good. But they want to help them and make them part of a team. So it doesn't become we and them.
Yeah.
So foreigners sit at one table, Indians at the other. In Chennai, it was not like that. I was the first captain. It was everybody sits everybody. And I thought myself that in Manchester United, the first team players could sit with youth team players, and that is unique. Usually in bigger clubs, first team is there, youth team is there, nobody cares. United, everybody was together. And that's what I tried to bring to Chennai as well, that it was not, doesn't matter where you come from. We're all there. I'm Indian as well, so we're all together, eating chicken biryani.
Strong words from Moyane. So tactical awareness, getting to mix with the senior players, and grassroots, really taking it there is what India requires to take it to the next level. Now I'm just going to mix it up a little. I know you guys have had a long day. So I'm going to break into a rapid fire and then we're going to speak about United season, I hope.
Of course.
Yeah, so rapid fire. Rapid fire. I mean, the most cliche term out there, but yes, rapid fire. So I'm going to go with Dwight first, a couple of questions. If you had to go for a holiday, mountains or beaches?
Beaches.
Beaches, definitely. If you weren't a footballer, what would you be?
Policeman.
A policeman. What does Dwight York like to do to chill?
Golf.
Likes to play golf. A song you listen to before you go onto the pitch or the golf course or?
Jay-Z, anything. Anything R&B.
Anything R&B or Jay-Z. Favorite movie?
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, gangster movie. Good choice. Best player at United you played alongside?
Paul Scholes, Ryan Giggs, David Beckham, Roy Keane.
Best players ever. Next question you're going to have to choose. Boring question, but Messi or Ronaldo?
Both.
Both. Messi, Ronaldo or Neymar?
Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar.
Alright, so slight hint there. Okay, moving on to mountains or beaches?
Beaches.
Beaches. So both of them are for the beaches. If you weren't a footballer, what would you be?
Lawyer.
Lawyer.
Policeman and lawyer out here. Great. What do you like to do to chill?
Oof, play basketball, actually. I like basketball. It's a big sport for me.
That's not chill, is it?
So it is. It is, actually. You put the music in your ears
I
and you shoot some
bro.
Hoops.
Okay, bro.
It's good.
Okay, yeah. Goals, basketball, great. A song you listen to before you go to the pitch.
I have a girlfriend now, so I listen to her next song, Wifey. The song is called Wifey by Next. Remember that, you're okay.
Yeah,
Wifey,
song,
next song.
Yeah.
your favorite movie?
Favorite movie, Scarface.
Yeah. That's what I meant to say. Scarface, but Goodfellas
is good. Best player at United you played alongside?
Paul Scholes.
Paul Scholes. And Messi, Ronaldo?
I go with Messi.
Messi. Alright, great.
It's not a favorite by United fans now. They're like, it has to be Ronaldo, but it's such a little difference between them two. Both are equally great players, but I'll choose Messi.
I hope you guys don't mind if I ask you the most cliche question of them all. Favorite Indian food, what have you got to try? The flavors, the curries, you know the words that they throw out there.
I come to Trinidad and Tobago, so one with, half our population is Indian. So I'm very familiar with the Indian cuisine.
So he just tastes no case of the deli belly or anything, right? No, I eat anything.
Everything is spicy. But of course, I like my cheese naan. I don't know why. I have a fetish for cheese naan. I have like 2 kilos of cheese naan I eat before I go to bed every time I'm in India, and I cannot move. I roll to my room.
Yeah, I wouldn't really suggest 2 kgs of cheese naan before you
go to bed. Last night dinner, I just ate cheese naan. I couldn't wake up this morning. The stomach was just blowing. That was good.
So I hope you guys know the two of them better now. Just moving back, I'm going to ask you about United season. What's gone wrong? What's gone right? Pogba, Mourinho, Zlatan. It's a number of questions from a number of fans out there. I've just combined it so that you can give me your thoughts on everything United for this season.
I think that United is, we got the best manager that is out there. Wealth of experience in terms of what he has done over the years. He's been a winner. He's brought back the winning mentality in the club. It hasn't quite gone to plan at this point in time. We're not halfway through the season. So there's lots of hope. You see the team improve in many respects. They're playing a lot more exciting, a lot more forward passes. They're scoring more goals. The attempts on goals are far more as well. Just not converting the draws into win enough. But I felt that the team is moving in the right direction. We send a clear statement that we're still the biggest club out there. We spend a lot of money on Drogba, the most expensive player in the history of the game. I think that's just and more to come. I really feel that this team is good enough. Once the managers play the right players, I think and get his best team out on the pitch, I think that the results will come a lot more. And for me, I just think that with the season not being halfway there, I feel that we still have a chance, definitely in the top four. I think whether we can win the Premier League, it will be a tough ask from here on in.
So top four for sure, and the Premier League, there's a slight chance. Well said. Thoughts on United season?
Thoughts, of course, a little bit disappointment, but the disappointment doesn't come with the performance. The disappointment comes with all them draws. It should be wins. Four games at home, we've drawn four. We lost, it means we lost 8 points. And with them 8 points, we'll be sitting comfortably there on 28, and everything will look better. It won't be pressure like tomorrow. You have to win games. But in a club like United, it shouldn't be pressure. It should be part of the mentality the club has. It's a winning club. And you need leaders, you need winners, and they need time to gel together. But of course, the performances under Mourinho have been far better, if you ask me, than it was under Moyes and Louis van Gaal. And I'm glad to see my Armenian brother, Mkhitaryan, getting his chance and taking it. He's a wonderful, wonderful player that's going to make this team better.
And a prediction for this season, you mentioned top four.
I will say we're going to win Europa League, and that's the way we're going to qualify the Champions League.
Great. Europa League's our way to the Champions League. Great to know. Dwight, the most important goal you think you scored for club or country?
Club and country.
Too many goals. Can't remember.
Yeah, I've scored a few. I just think the treble winning year, I just think everything that we did that year was just amazing. I think every goal played some sort of significance throughout the season. It's very difficult to put a thing. I just love being at United, love my time there, love what I've achieved over the years, and having the opportunity to play with the greatest manager and the greatest players in my time. And where country is concerned, my proudest moment in football, qualifying for the World Cup in 2006, you know, a nation of 1.2 million, that's just probably, I don't know what Calcutta population.
Just this hotel.
Calcutta. So 1.2 million from Trinidad and Tobago. I think for me, listening to the national anthem in Germany, in Nuremberg, I have to say it's probably the
best. And you drew against us, Sweden.
A country that has got about 9, 10 million people, we still managed to hold them. So with 10 men.
I hope they never face India, because then the math would be a real problem. Anyway, but yeah, for all you young fans watching it out there, like Dwight mentioned, just listening to your national anthem would be the proudest moment. So wear your boots and go out and play. Very interesting question. A number of people wanted to know, Marco Materazzi, as a player, as a manager, what was it like? I mean, any interesting moments from...
He was very strict. He was very hard. He was that manager. He was as a player on the pitch. You have to take him in the right way to understand him, but... Also, when you come with that foreign mentality, you also have to understand that Indian players are a little bit more fragile, they are a little bit more soft. So you cannot speak to them in the same tone sometimes as you speak to the foreign people, because they take it to heart. a lot of my Indian teammates, if I used to yell at them and shout at them, they actually took it personally until I sat them down and explained to them that I wanted the best out of them, because there was a head down, low in confidence. So sometimes you just have to see and lift them instead and giving them a few encouraging words. But he was a winner. He won a lot with Inter. So started his managerial career. This year was not the best for Chennai with the squad they had. So hopefully they'll be back next year with a bank. Maybe it's a Dwight Yorke as a manager. You don't know.
Oh, big news. Breaking news. I'm only kidding. You didn't hear it here. Sumina, we're moving on to this fun section that we came up with 10 minutes before the video because we didn't want to bore you. So we're going to test how well you know yourself. Dwight first. Dwight, how many goals do you think you scored for Sydney FC? And there's a bonus question in this. In how many appearances?
Well, I was playing midfield, so it couldn't be that much. 6-7?
Seven. Very good answer. And I'm not going to ask you appearances.
Sydney, great city.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
Great country, Australia.
Yeah.
Take one and take it with you.
All right. Which, this one's slightly easier. Which United teammate did you reunite with at Sunderland?
Coley?
Roy Keane, but...
Roy Keane, okay. Manager.
Roy Keane.
Andy Cole has joined there as well.
So yeah, whoever sent me this question, man, you got to do your homework. Don't blame me for this if you're watching this video. And how... Okay, this is a very interesting question. How long did it take for you to complete the London Marathon?
3 hours... I want to say 20, but it's more like 30.
Very well, that's very close. It's 3 hours and 32 minutes. So Wright knows himself really well. So very well done on that. Boyan, okay, in your season with Chennai, you obviously reached the semis.
Yeah.
But we want to know if you remember which league position the team finished in.
Yeah, we won the league.
Won the league. Easy. Which United player did you play with at Red Star? Which future United player did you play with at Red Star?
Captain Nemanja Vidic.
Captain. And the final one, you must get this. What was your jersey number while at Manchester United?
I'm not that stupid. I allow myself. So I know my numbers. Yeah, 32.
32. So, yeah, very well done. Just a couple of final questions before we wrap up. Obviously, Manchester United basically... scrolling down, give me a second. So United, obviously huge global presence in India, it's huge, the number of fans. What makes this club so special? How does it connect with audiences around the world? Like Manchester United is a name all over the world. So what is it about the club then?
So is DHL, right?
So is DHL. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're talking about global brand, and I think that's what we're here obviously highlighting DHL as well as Manchester. You're talking about two world brands here. People are highly successful, once successful. They deliver on time, so to speak. You do all the right stuff, DHL. And Man United is the same. Also, when you have a fan base of 750 million followers around the world globally, just suggest what Manchester United is all about. And if we are just not a football club. We're an institution that inspires people to go out and achieve their goals, but also we support a lot of good causes around the world globally as well. And I think that's why we are so different to any other football club that is out there. We are shining example for everyone. We don't just produce winning mentality, but we also try and produce it off the field as well. Not just on the pitch. We are a brand that we are very proud of and continue to grow as we go into the 21st century.
I think we should finish on that. That was a great answer.
That was a great answer. Final question. When do you think United are making a tour to India?
I don't know. I'm not deciding. I'm not at Woodward. I don't have the money. I just go with Dwight and go around the world.
So we're just going to keep hoping that every summer...
I hope soon.
Yeah.
But we start in Chennai though, so you know.
Yeah, of course.
If I just start.
Has to be. Final, Ballon d'Or. Who's going to win the Ballon d'Or this year?
Yeah, I'm actually going to that. I've been invited to go to that this year. So.
Are you a candidate?
I don't know. I've been invited, and that's obviously a great honor to be among those elite, the next players who have managed to. It's something I've not been able to achieve, the one thing I've not been able to achieve in football. But nevertheless, I think it's just the two people who's been dominating football for the past 10 years. And I think it comes down to two of them. It's all about personal opinion because they're both fantastic. Mm. There's not too much to choose between them in terms of the number of goals and what they do continuously and successfully. So it's going to be Ronaldo or Messi. Yeah. It's just difficult to choose. It doesn't really faze me as much as to who's going to win the Ballon d'Or. But can't see it going any other way.
So what I got from this answer is that Antoine Griezmann, no point turning up for the Ballon d'Or.
He's done well.
If
you think about it, Ronaldo won the Champions League, won the European Championship.
Yeah,
it has to win. I love Messi, the way he plays football.
Yeah,
but Cristiano Ronaldo has scored 50-plus goals in 6 calendar years running. That is a machine. And then you, on top of that, winning the Champions League and winning the European Championship with Portugal,
yeah,
must weigh over.
And he made his debut as a coach in that final, like this. So animated.
Yeah, he was a great assistant coach. He was pushing and shouting and everything. So, of course, when you're going to win the European Championships, how many people have done that? And you get that opportunity like him, got injured as well in the final, the tears and all that. That joy. Being the captain is a big burden. And doing that for your country and winning that must be the biggest thing you can ever achieve.
So Dwight and Boyan are here for I Love United. Tomorrow is the game. I'm going to let them go. But just before that, they have a very special surprise for you. The fans who participated in our Twitter contest, we have 3 final winners. Dwight's going to announce the name of the person who gets to travel to Kolkata to watch the game along with the 2 of them. So,
Santosh
Uduppa.
From Bangalore. You are the winner, man. Look forward
start
to
running, you, start running.
Pack your bags, man. You're on your way, bro.
Yeah, DHL is going to get you on time.
He's going to be in a package.
You got DHL, you got a package.
They're going to deliver him. Human delivery.
Yeah. Okay, Santosh, I don't know if that's a warning, but yeah, man. Come to Calcutta. And the winners of the jerseys.
Number one, Manoj Raman.
Manoj Raman, you win a signed United jersey and?
And Neat Nike. Number 2.
Neat Nike. So congrats to all the winners. Thanks for participating. Thanks to everybody for watching this. I hope it's been memorable. Hearing insights from 2 of the greatest players that have played the game, and it's been great to have them in India. Any final words before you say goodbye and maybe hit the bed or whatever? What's the game?
I'm definitely going to bed, man. But yeah, listen, tune into I Love You, Man United tomorrow. Look at Man United, certainly destroy Spurs tomorrow.
Stay healthy, India.
See you.